The worst of the wildfires are in San Diego County, but there are flames and evacuations from Santa Barbara to the Mexican border. In a mountain resort area around Lake Arrowhead outside Los Angeles, about 200 homes have burned. And as NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, scores of evacuees there are still waiting to see if their homes survived.
Faith is a big part of what keeps the evacuees going. At a Red Cross shelter in San Bernardino, people who fled the mountain fires in Lake Arrowhead gathered in hope and prayer. Minister Julio Ruiz Castillo placed his Bible on a cot and asked God to protect their homes.
Que guarde las propiedades allá arriba.
Many of these people offered the same prayers 4 years ago. That's when fierce wildfires scorched hundreds of homes in the county's mountain communities. Those places circle Lake Arrowhead, a resort town that lies about 2 hours east of L.A. It's a weekend getaway for Southern Californians, but for the people who live among the tall trees full-time, the beauty of this mountain setting carries a constant threat.
I'm 70 years old. I live in a home in what is called the Valley of the Moon.
Bernie Tafora was one of the last holdouts to evacuate her home this week near Dark Canyon.
I wouldn't leave. I was going to do anything to save my house.
Tafora and her family finally left with their belongings after they saw firefighters trying to hold the line as flames raced toward them over the nearby ridge.
When they came in with the DC-10s, they went on just on the other side and laid out that fire retardant. And going over my little house, I mean, it was, you know, it was really, really loud. And we'd see them right there, and my daughters would whistle, and we'd all clap, yay, you know. And I called them my heroes.
Tafora has survived a lot of fires. So has Jim Wilkins from the nearby mountain town of Wrightwood. He's a retired San Bernardino fire captain, and he's been keeping his neighbors informed about the latest firefighting efforts here.
We're mobilizing a force unlike anything that's ever been seen before. This makes the fires of 2003 look like a campfire. One of the most incredible, cataclysmic, dangerous, awesome, magnificent things I've ever seen. Scares me to death. Scares the hell out of me.
As the wildfires spread, Marshall Teege and his wife Christy barely made it out of Running Springs with their 7-month-old baby. They packed the baby's clothes, diapers, and crib, but they had to leave just about everything else behind.
We're just trying to do the best that we can to hang in there and not be too freaked out because we were renting and we didn't have renter's insurance.
Well, you know, we have each other and that's what's important.
The TG's neighbor, a retired auto mechanic named Duke Penterworth, says he has no regrets about moving to the mountains here more than 20 years ago. Not even this latest fire has changed his mind.
Hope we have a house left when we get back. Because it burned over 100 houses in town.
Why do you still live there?
I enjoy the mountains. As long as there's a place to go to when the fire's on, I'll go back.
If there isn't?
Well, I don't know. I'll still probably go back.
For now, the fires continue to burn, and most of the evacuees will have to wait to see what's left when the flames are gone. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, San Bernardino.